This is Neil Doody for Art Sound FM, and this afternoon I'm sitting in Canberra Glassworks with Hannah Gasson. And the reason we're here, rather than in perhaps her own studio, is that she's the recipient of the Thomas Foundation Artist in Residence Award at Canberra Glassworks. Do you want to tell us a bit more about how you got to be here for that?
Yes, well, I applied for this residency just as a way of being able to explore some new ideas and have that support from the Canberra Glassworks and the Thomas Foundation to greater access to the facilities and really be able to have time to focus on ideas that you might not normally get to. As many people are aware, the glass it's a material that does require many costs with facilities and materials, and sometimes it's actually quite difficult to be able to experiment. So this way, yeah, I have a month here and I'm able to talk with colleagues and other artists that are around. So I'm actually trying to make the most of that as opposed to my general day-to-day work, where I might just be working on a single project and in my studio space. So, yeah, it's a time for experimenting for me, working towards new ideas for some upcoming exhibitions.
And the opportunity to collaborate with lots of other artists who are here on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much knowledge and expertise around, and it's really, yeah, just such a great benefit to be able to share ideas with people, get that feedback. Something that we get a lot of while we're at university or at art school, and when afterwards, when you've graduated out into your own studio space, sometimes it's you don't get that chance to really talk with friends. So, yeah, I'm really appreciating that.
Yeah, and that brings us to another thing that I wanted to talk with Hannah about today, because when you're at art school and all the facilities you need are laid on around you, it's great. You graduate, you leave, and you go, oh, there's nothing. And so in your case, you're actually setting up your home studio, and I gather that a CAPO award that you won last year, which was the Thor Foundation Award, has helped you to start to put together some important equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess I should say, though, leaving art school, for us glass artists, we are so incredibly fortunate to have the Canberra Glassworks here right in Canberra, and it's really an amazing facility. And so I did come straight to the Glassworks from art school, and I've really valued that time and the access that I've been able to have to be able to keep making my work. But there are times where I need to be at home, and particularly with some more of the dramatic life changes with having a new baby, those times when I do need to be at home, I really want to be able to keep working. And so I have been wanting to set up my own studio space so that I can work at home as much as possible, but also using the Canberra Glassworks for some equipment that I won't be able to use at home. And yeah, I greatly appreciate the support from CAPO, because to be able to purchase a new kiln that I'll be able to use is just really significant financial support for me, and yeah, I'm really grateful for it.
And this is the time of the year, just to put in a plug for CAPO, that the awards round is on at the moment, and between now and the 30th of September is a good time to think about applying for award, particularly if you're looking for equipment to increase your capacity as an artist.
Yeah, definitely. It's hard sometimes with the work that I'm doing at the moment. I do a number of firings.
Last year, Hannah was one of the people who went through the awards round, applied before the time was up to actually end up with the Thor Foundation Award, which is one of 18 awards that CAPO has this year.
Yeah, I applied for a kiln, actually. I wanted to be able to work more from home, and also having a kiln right there, it means I'm able to really progress my work and also try new ideas. And just the flexibility of being able to do that. Canberra Glassworks is so incredible. There are times that I'm not able to come in, and it's closed in the evenings. So to be able to work
When
inspiration strikes, and when you have quiet moments when the baby may be asleep. So just being able to continue working just makes a huge difference to my practice, and something that is just a real ongoing asset for me. So I strongly advise anyone who's looking to really build on their practice and needing a particular piece of equipment to absolutely apply. I think the support is so significant and well worth putting in that application.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for your time this afternoon, Hannah.
Yes, well, thank you, Neil. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
No worries, thanks.